everybody. This is Bob Scotch. I'm with USA Firmware. I'm CEO and founder over here. We are a managed design services company. We also provide talent talent solutions. We've been around for about 13 years now. I think we're in our 14th year now that I think about it. And we're in the Northeast Ohio area. Worked with a great number of companies all the way from, you know, very small to very large. So let me go ahead and get started with our topic today. That's PLC versus embedded. You need to make a decision early on. Can I utilize a PLC or do I need to use a embedded solution for my product development? I'm going to cover 7 points that you need to consider. The first one is your return on investment. And in this case, with an embedded solution, you're going to need to have a higher volume in order to justify it than you would with a PLC because your NRE costs are going to be a lot more. Whereas with a PLC, the work is pretty much done. So as a result, your NRE costs will be lower, but your life cycle cost or lifetime cost will be higher because of the significantly more expensive PLC in the design. Skill set. So with a skill set question, in the embedded space, you're going to need an electrical engineer. You're going to need an embedded software or firmware or maybe both engineer. And you can do that either with your own staff or you can outsource it to a company like us. And in either case, you're going to need an engineering manager to manage that. And again, if it's us, we provide you that project manager to oversee the project. In a PLC design, the electronics is done. So you're really dealing with the skill set of someone who can develop a software level application. In the maintenance space, so with regards to maintenance, if you have an embedded solution, you have to maintain the electronics and the firmware that's in the electronics. And you need to take into consideration that you should have a process in place to manage, let's say, part obsolescence or issues with part availability and things of that nature. And you're going to need to do that until the board is no longer really usable. And that lifespan is usually about 10 years. With a PLC, well, it's really the manufacturer of the PLC's problem and not yours. And PLCs are designed in such a fashion to really live a long time. And I would say you're not going to have to go through a new design turn for a good 20 years. Spares. So with spare parts in an embedded scenario, you're going to need engineers to be able to manage that product life cycle. And you're going to need to have processes in place to do so. Could be manufacturing engineers. And the thing to keep in mind is if your spare parts business is an important component of your overall company profitability, then an embedded solution is going to work to your advantage. Whereas if it's a PLC solution, well, you're going to be leveraging the manufacturer's distribution channels. And you're not going to have much of any kind of a profit margin because of the overall, you know, large cost of a PLC. So design flexibility. Well, with an embedded solution, you own the design. It's all yours. You've developed it from the ground up. You develop the electronics, the software, the firmware. So as a result, it's an extremely flexible platform for you. So as things come up where you may have to make some kind of a change, you have control over that at a very low micro level where you can change things at a very, you know, the firmware at a microscopic level as well as the electronics. With a PLC, you're really dealing primarily with a black box. And so as a result, your flexibility is substantially reduced. Emergency response. So obviously emergencies come up, problems on customer sites and so forth. With an embedded solution, you're going to need to have staff, engineers that can quickly address those issues. So you need to have a process in place to be able to manage that. With a PLC solution, PLCs are easy to program, and as a result, though, a lot of times you'll see that there'll be latent bugs. But the good news is that the customer's manufacturing facility may actually be able to make the change quickly because of the different skill set that you need. Finally, cost. If the PLC solution is a large percentage of the overall cost of your product, you really need to be thinking about embedded. So, you know, go ahead and take a look at your thinking. And if it's true that, you know, you're thinking, well, we can handle PLC pretty easily. We don't have to outsource any of the work, but it's an enormous component, you know, of your overall product cost. And that's, you really need to take a deep dive and take a look at that and consider these other trade-offs and determine whether or not an embedded solution works better for you. So that's it for today. I really appreciate your time. I hope this was helpful. And again, this is Bob Scotcha with USA Firmware. You can find us at usafirmware.com. We have a really wonderful website with quite a lot of good information, example projects we've worked on in the past and so forth. So I hope you have take a second and take a look at what we do and how we can help you. And certainly feel free to reach out if you determine that we can provide some help to get some products out to market. All right. Hope you have a wonderful day and take care for now. Bye.